Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Crazier Frame, and I'm listening to Smart Asses Radio with Johnny Video and Geek Goddess Jackie.
Oh, for the love of God, my internet cut out. Roz!
Holy podcast, Batman!
Right you are, Robin, to the Batcave!
We've got to listen to Smart Asses Radio.
Hurry, chump!
Smart Asses Radio. Hot chicks, geek culture, and unbridled smartassery.
This is madness! This is Smartasses!
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Krusty, Bonnie, Sideshow Bob. What are you guys doing over there?
We're listening to Smart Asses Radio.
Yep. Sure are funny.
I beg to differ. I find their sophomoric humor to be anemic at best.
Don't put a sock in it.
Yeah, well, we'll put a stick up your butt.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will make you listen to Smartasses Radio.
Good luck.
Hey, smartasses, it's the governor over here. When I'm not filming my movies or porking the maid, I'm sure as hell not putting my ear to the computer and listening to your show. Fuck you. And that horse you put the saddle on. I won't be back. Fuck all of you.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smart Asses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
Good morning, good evening, how do you do, how do you be, whether you are one of our good friends with insomnia over in Sochi, Russia, or just getting home from work here in the Western Hemisphere. I am your host, not Mr. Rourke, but Johnny Hollywood Video, and welcome to Smartasses Radio, where we say Apollo oh no, more like Apollo oh yes. That's how that one works. So anyway, welcome to Smartasses Radio, folks, for our very special one-year anniversary show. I'd like to remind you that the chat room is open if you'd like to chat with the show, or you can always send us a tweet at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. And speaking of hailing Jackie, because of my obvious Stockholm syndrome, as you know, I refuse to acknowledge that she ever left the show, which is why she's still our official hashtag and why you can still hear her name in every show intro. But be that as it may, today. She's here tonight for our one-year anniversary special, so please welcome the Queen, Her Holiness, the bona fide deity, and the creator of all things geek, and quite frankly, the reason I live, my personal Lord and Savior, Geek Goddess Jackie.
What's up, bitches?
Is that not the best introduction you have ever had in your entire life?
For you, it is.
Well, yeah, it's very true. I mean, the fact that you are coming back for this episode, and I have been so lost without you for, what, 8-9 months now, I wanted to make it, I wanted the carpet to be as red as possible, I wanted the gold and silver to be as shiny as possible, I wanted everything to be as perfect as possible for your eminent return.
And yet it's still not good enough.
Honestly, nothing will ever be good enough for you, so I just try and make everything as good as I humanly can. And learn from my mistakes, because I know that you will teach me how to be better and better.
I will.
So what's going on in your life, Geek Goddess Jackie? Are you geeked up for that new 300 movie, Captain America, Winter Soldier? What's on your mind? What's on your agenda? Any new video games lately? What's been going on in your world since the last time you graced the world with your presence?
Definitely some good movies coming out. Not really feeling any video games right now. Typically, I'm a big COD fan, but haven't really got into it too much this year.
Yeah. Which movies are you looking forward to the most? I think 300 is probably, the new 300 is probably at the top of my list.
I am quite excited for the 300, especially for the 3D 300.
Yeah. Do you usually go to the theater when those movies come out, or are you like me where you kind of wait and get them on DVD?
No, I'm a torrenter.
Okay. Oh, okay. Can you this is going to be a really stupid question, and it's going to reveal my lack of geekiness, but can you actually watch a movie in 3D over the computer if you download it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that's more of a theater thing.
I didn't know, because I know they had 3D TVs, and, you know, if you sit on your couch with the glasses on, I didn't know if that would work over the computer or not, too.
But who's really going to sit on their couch in front of the TV with 3D glasses on?
Well, it's the same as doing it in the movie theater, no?
No, it's not, because in the movie theater you have a screen in front of you that's 10 times the size of the screen that you'd have in front of your house, and things already look like they're jumping out in front of you on a normal basis, regardless of the fact that it's 3D. So if you're putting 3D glasses on and watching it in the theater, I think that's a big difference than sitting at home in front of a 50-inch, you know, TV screen.
Right. And actually, that's a good point, because in the theater, not only is the screen bigger, but everything is dark around you, whereas in your living room, you've probably got a lamp and a fish tank, you know, in your peripheral.
Oh, atmosphere, for sure.
Right.
For sure. But I'm still not a huge fan of the theaters. It makes me angry. You know, we don't want me angry.
Why do the theaters make you angry, Precious?
Well, they're too expensive, first of all.
Right.
It's just nonsense. And the people, they're dirty. If it's a good movie, I'll go. You know, it's not that I won't, but I just, it's hard. There's a lot of stupid people out there.
There are a lot of stupid people out there. There are apparently a lot of dirty people out there, too. That cracks
dirty,
me up.
Stupid people, yeah.
Right. I know that I was,
now,
I think the last
you?
Movie... The last movie I think I went and saw in the theater was Skyfall, and that was like not last Christmas, but, you know, 12 months ago, 14 months ago. And the price of the movie was like actually pretty reasonable. It was like $6 or something like that. But the popcorn, a small popcorn, which is a little bit bigger than like a coffee cup, was like $6.50, $7, something like that. I mean, literally.
You can't get out of there for one person under $20. There's just no way.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous. And I mean, I was even like, well, you know, maybe I'll sneak in my own, but whatever coat I was wearing, I couldn't fit a bag of popcorn in it.
You would. So
of course I would. And then I'm like, well, I'll just get it at the theater. Fuck it, I'll pony it up. And then when I saw that the small was like $7, I'm like, no, like $3 would have been ridiculous.
Can you really pass up like movie theater popcorn? You have to get it with the Raisinets. And you sit there and you eat it before the previews are even over. And then you sit there stuffed the whole time.
Right. But I don't know. $3 is ridiculous. I was prepared to pay $3.50, maybe. But quite $7? It's popcorn. It's not like it's, you know, filet nuggets or something crazy like that. It's just the cheapest possible. It's cheaper than pasta to make popcorn.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, that's my issue. So, you know, if it's worth it, I'll go. If, you know, if it's nothing special, I'll just torrent it and watch it at home.
Right, right.
I don't
watch
movies. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I just said I don't rent movies to waste the money.
You don't get
it way before the movie even comes out.
So you get them for free off or anything, or do you pay a monthly fee
yep.
for that? Or
nope.
Now, see, you're picking on me for going sneaking popcorn into a movie, and you're pirating
right.
movies.
I'm pirating movies. I am.
Oh God.
Everybody does it.
Yeah,
come on,
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. You know that
sure
you know this show is worldwide. You may have some FBI people knocking on your door by the bottom of the hour here.
Hey, if all, that's all they're knocking on my door for, then it's a good day.
All right. Well, before we get too far, I understand that you've got some geek news for us. That is the special treat that you're bringing up today. So let me go ahead and hit your soundbite, and then you can regale us with your geek news. So here we go. Here is Geek with Becky with...
Geek News.
There we go. Take over.
Okay, so AMC has officially announced that Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg will develop a TV show based on Preacher, the Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon Vertigo classic. This is crazy news if you know Rogen and Preacher. One is a weed-friendly, huggable Canadian comedian, and the other a series comic book series about God abandoning man. But it's also potentially the best comic showbiz news of the year. Speaking of films, you'll like this one, Johnny. Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah?
What was that?
I said, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Kevin Smith, who you know is the man behind Clerks, Mallrats, Jay and Silent Bob, is not only enthusiastically endorsing the new Batman look for the upcoming Batman vs. Superman film, when asked in a Facebook question and answer session, what other characters in DC Comics would be worthy of their own movie? Smith called out a character that a lot of fans have been clamoring to see on the big screen in a solo movie. I think a Wonder Woman movie could make a fortune and be a great breakthrough for the comic book movie.
Wow.
Right. So girls and women like fantasy too, right?
I believe so, yes. I don't even believe in that adage that people say that, oh, well, we don't want to make female superhero movies because females don't like superheroes. Like, screw that. Like, dudes like female superheroes. Like, that's the stupidest theory in the world.
Right. Well, you know what they say, if you build it, she will come.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I don't know. I wish they do something with it because I know the NBC show failed, and I'm kind of glad that it did because I just don't think, I think it's better than TV, I really do. Somebody like Green
right.
Arrow, that's great for TV, that's fine, that's perfect, we don't need a Green Arrow movie, but Wonder Woman, come on, it's iconic.
My husband and I were just talking about how it needs, you know, they need to do something with Wonder Woman, because my daughter loves her, she's 2.5.
See, you're raising that kid right. Well, the last I heard was that she might appear in the Batman-Superman movie, and I know they were looking at Olga Kurylenko to play her, but that's the last I heard about it.
Hmm. Alrighty. Well, and lastly, this was just recently revealed, and I want to see if you know the answer, Johnny. So a little trivia for you, since you're such a Supergirl fan. Here's a true or false question for you, okay?
Okay.
True or false, in the 1980s, DC Comics changed Supergirl's look to that ridiculous headband look in the books because of the ensuing 1984 film Supergirl, and then ended up scrapping the look. What do you think about that?
true or false, the comic book changed the look to match the movie, and then the movie never ended up using the look.
Right.
It's so absurd, it has to be true.
Well, you're right. The new look debuted in the comics in mid-1983. And as far as the film goes, there are shots of Helen Slater wearing the ridiculous garb during the test shoot. But as you know, the film trashed it for the more traditional look. And apparently DC Comics was so embarrassed with what they had done, they killed her off 2 years later Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Does it say that? Is that why they killed her off? Because of the stupid outfit?
Of course. Why else would they kill her off?
I don't know. Maybe because of what we were saying, that they just thought that people didn't care about female superheroes. I don't know. But that was horrible.
God only knows where they come up with the ideas of the things that they change in comic books.
Well, the current Supergirl costume, if it's the new 52, if it's still that, it's awful. And ironically, I think the best out of all the Supergirl outfits was the one in the 1984 movie. So they trashed the worst for, in my opinion, the best.
Right, right.
So
that's
my
geek news for today.
Man, you come on here and you unveil, like, 3 whopper stories. That's way better than we've had in, like, forever. Probably since the last time you were on.
Well, you know, you'll never be quite as good, Johnny, but we're still counting on you to shine a little bit.
Right, right, right. Well, I do what I can, Jackie. So, anyway, I hear your 2.5-year-old squeaking in the background, so we should probably let you go. But you got anything else for everybody before we get you out of here?
Just remember that I'm still watching you, and mind your P's and Q's, and I'm still waiting on that statue.
It is my life's goal to have a statue of you in the center of every major metropolis before I pass away. So
I'm just wondering how long at least the first one's going to take.
It's on the front burner, I can tell you that much.
Is the burner on?
I will double check and make sure that the gas in the burner is on for you. How about that?
That's good. All right, sweetie. Well, thank you very much for having me tonight.
Thank you so much for being on here. And anyway, folks, that's going to wrap it up for Jackie. And in doing so, we want to encourage you, speaking of Jackie, she's a hot chick, we want to encourage you to go to smartasses.net and check out our February 2014 Hot Chick of the Month, who's going to pale to Jackie. From the dark side of Belarus, the lovely and talented alternative model, Kate Hazard. Just go to smartasses.net and click on the link for Hot Chick of the Month. And in fact, you can find tonight's guest there, Jeannie Pisone, who was our September 2011 Hot Chick of the Month. And speaking of Hot Chicks of the Month, remember that our 2013 Hot Chick of the Year, actress Britt Graham, and our November 2013 Hot Chick of the Month supermodel Xenia Chupmanchiva will be our very special guests right here on March 17th on our very special 2014 Smartasses Magazine Top 100 Sexiest Women Reveal Show. And don't forget, you'll also join us live on Twitter after the show as well when we do the official reveal during our live Top 100 Twitter Reveal Party. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at SmartAssesNet. We're just a mere 27 days away. On that note, we want you to check out yesterday's episode of Pro Wrestling Weekend with your host, Jared the Jayhawk Hawkins and Rick Lieb, when they brought you and celebrated 25 years of your role model Rick Lieb's wrestling career. That was a great show. Also, please check out their 2013 SMR Fans Choice Awards. Last year, they had over 500,000 voters, which PWI Magazine wishes they could do. If you want to look for that, it's on Facebook. Look for Smart Mark Radio on Facebook, and you're sure to find the official poll. There's only about 11 days left to vote on that. And then on Wednesday on the Hip Hop Stuff, Rick and Jason, well, they're bringing you a great guest this week. They welcome Young C's to the show. And then, of course, next week on Smartasses Radio, we'll have yet another low wrestler when Matilda the Hun joins us, plus the return of the leggy model we all love very much around here, Lisa Song Sutton. So on that note, please stay tuned. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. In the second hour, again, we have the legendary Jeannie Hollywood Bisson, straight from the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right after the break, we'll have the host of the podcast, Classic Pop Culture, the co-host of Evan Ginsberg's Legends TV, and the author of See You in CCU, that is author Steve Ludwig. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in just a minute.
Wrestling Weekend on SmartMarkRadio.com.
So young.
I'm not afraid. Oh, my God. You did not just call me out. Really? Literally, no? You just call me out like that? How dare you? I have a cold, sir. Like, and then you're going to be calling me out of words friends like that.
Lanny Poffo. Lanny, thank you very much for being on the show this week.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, and I'm living in the past.
Miss Tefmacher.
You know, obviously I was with Kelly and Layla, and we had no choice but to get close, and then over time, you know, it becomes natural. But it is, seriously, you eat a shit sandwich every day for a very long time.
Mr. James J. Dillon.
You know, you talk about the greatest manager of all time. I've always regarded Bobby the Brain Heenan as the guy that set the standard for the rest of us.
Camille Ford.
What do you do other than watch my show?
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
You literally are the Greek god.
Whatever. Diamond Dallas Page.
You want to know what I really thought? I thought, these guys know what they're doing. This is the WWF. I've got no heat here. This is just going to bring out the best in Taker.
ESPN, welcome to the show.
That's why I've always been happier here, is that they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time.
Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Smart Mark Radio. Did you know you can advertise on SmartS's radio for as low as $2.50 a month? Visit SmartS's.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page. Want to catch all of Smart Mark Radio on your Android? Go to SmartMarkRadio.com and download our Android app for only $2.99. Want to keep up with SmartS's radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on SmartMarkRadio.com. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com. This summer.
Well, good morning to you too, sleepyhead. How about some bagels in bed and an afternoon crossword puzzle?
CIA agent Brian Mills returns.
Kim, find your mother and dial 911.
In the sequel to the sequel to the sequel.
Someone has taken our Sunday paper again.
What are you going to do?
All right, I'm going to leave a note on the door. How's this sound? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for coupons, I can tell you they won't save you that much money. Oh, I also have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for paperboys like you. If you return my newspaper now, even if it's just the comic section, and maybe the sports section. Yeah, I like sports. Oh, and my wife does want to do the crossword, but that's it. You do that, and that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will bend your bicycle wheel.
Liam Neeson stars in Non-Stop Taken Sunday Paper. Coming soon to a theater near you.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Hello, adult boys and adult girls.
This is DJ Rhiannon telling you that you need to spice up your sexy time right now. Did you know that accessories in the bedroom are a must? Well, they are. And you are absolutely missing out if you haven't bought anything from Pure Romance by Melissa Lee. This online store has everything. From must-haves like battery-operated vibrators to make you squirm in your panties, to sex toy classics like Mr. Dependable or the Double Banger if you really want to get the party going. But she also carries tons of fun warm-up accessories too, like lingerie, bath and body products, books, and fantasy foreplay stuff like blindfolds, cozy cuffs, tie-me-up tape, floggers, crops, nipple clamps, and I'm feeling spicy just talking about it. Pure Romance by Melissa Leib is the ultimate one-stop shop for your sexy time needs. Check out our site and see what tickles your fancy. MelissaLieb.pureromance.com. Adult boys and adult girls, you know all of us desire and deserve good quality sexy time. So, all of us desire and deserve Pure Romance by Melissa Leib.
Nothing spells a Carps baseball game like a bag of Bobby O's potato chips.
Hi, Uncle Rose.
Oh, no.
Can we have some of your Bobby O's potato chips?
No. If I've told you kids once, I've told you 1,000 times. You can't have any of my Bobby O's potato chips.
Aw, come on, Uncle Rose. Even Fluffy wants some.
Oh, no. Not you, too.
Yes, everybody loves Bobby O's potato chips. Available now at your local Boondock, Montana grocer.
Hello, Carps fans. It's me, Lefty Mayshak, the old Nuxa. You know, using the Nux on my left hand won me a lot of games for the Boondock Carps, but they're not all that great for enjoying a handful of tasty Bobby O's potato chips. Bobby O's potato chips. They're salty, they're crunchy, and now available in lemon, lime, and grape.
Hey, when I'm not busy being the governor of Montana.
Jesse, you were never the governor of Montana.
Oh, what the hell do you know, McMahon?
My name isn't McMahon.
Anywho, when I'm not busy being the governor of South Dakota or telling you about conspiracies, I'm listening to Smartass's radio, eh?
Jesse, you were never the governor of South Dakota either.
Aw, Montana, South Moncota, who cares? They all grow potatoes better than they do in Colorado.
To interact with Smartass's radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Alrighty, welcome back, folks. He is the host of Steve Ludwig's Classic Pop Culture Podcast, and also the co-host of Evan Ginsberg's Legends TV, as well as the author of the book See You in CCU, Steve Ludwig. Welcome to Smartasses Radio.
Johnny Video, happy anniversary. I mean, it's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to be on this show. I'm a big fan, and thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, no, yeah, thank you for being on. I almost feel like we've spoken before, even though we haven't, because, well, and you may feel the same way, because I know you listen to this show, and I listen to a lot of your show. So it's, you know, like hearing your voice, I feel like in my brain, like, oh, I've talked to this guy before, you know.
So, yeah, Johnny Video, I know you, and we've never spoken, but yeah, I feel the same way. It's like, you know, you know someone through, you know, through a second party or whatever. Yep.
Right. So anyway, I got to ask you, because I ask this of everybody, Steve Ludwig, do you have Olympic fever?
You know what, Johnny? In the past, I've had Olympic fever, and I had Olympic fever before the Olympics began. As a matter of fact, on my show, I had Jen Rodriguez. She's a former two-time Olympic medal winner in speed skating, and I was all psyched for it. And I don't know. I'm so far behind DVRing other things. So I'm DVRing the Olympics, and then I hear about the results, and I said, well, I don't have to watch that. And this, believe it or not, this Olympics is probably the least watched. However, if I'm going to watch anything, I'm going to watch hockey because I love hockey and I love Doc Emrick.
Right. Yeah, he does. He brings hockey announcing to a whole new level. Did you get a chance to watch the USA versus Russia game at all, or any part of it, or
no,
hear what happened?
It's DVR'd. No, I mean, I know all about it. I DVR'd it. No, I haven't watched it at all. I actually feel un-American, to be honest with you.
Well, I was going to say, it's literally like people are already saying that it's quite possibly, with respect to the Miracle on Ice, which is just its own entity, really. But people are saying it's quite possibly the greatest hockey game of all time.
I was reading in either the Post or the News today, Johnny, there's Phil Mushnick's column, and he said that Doc Emrick, when the game ended, I forget the exact quote, but he used Herb Brooks's quote that he used for the guys on the Miracle on Ice before that game with Russia. And that's how Doc Emrick ended his broadcast, not here, not tonight, or something like that. It was pretty much word for word what Herb Brooks had said to the USA, and I got chills just reading it in the paper.
Oh, wow. That, you know,
what's your favorite Olympic sport, by the way, Jim? What's your favorite Olympic sport?
You're going to think I'm weird, but or people do, but the women's ice skating is probably my number one.
Well, do you get above the? Do you actually get down to the skates, or you know, like you're kind of fixed in from the neck to the knees?
No, I don't know. I'm kind of paying attention to everything, I think, but no, I don't know. I get ever since Ekaterina Vitt and what was her name, Debbie Thomas. Ever since those days, I've been geeked up for it. I get geeked up for it like it's the Super Bowl. I'm just weird that way.
No, it's not weird at all. I mean, listen,
yeah.
you're a red-blooded American male.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but
I got your back, Johnny. I got your back on this one. Don't worry.
I appreciate it. So, all right, well, let's turn it back to you a little bit. I know I was looking at your Facebook profile, and it said that you used to be an English teacher, and it kind of made sense to me because you have this, like, the way you speak, it's so clear and smooth, and it's like, it's almost like a lounge singer type of voice. I'm just wondering, does that come from being an English teacher to where you've concentrated on enunciation, or has it just always been that way, or are you secretly a lounge singer? Like, what's the deal there?
Well, Johnny, video. No, I think I have, when you're in front of a classroom, you are always on a stage. And I think over the years, I've just enunciated words better because I come from in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. I teach in New Jersey. So, right away you're afflicted with a New Jersey accent, which is not a bad thing. But yes, I think absolutely being in front of that classroom and seeing these 25 to 30 sets of eyes looking at you. You're always, I could be doing something at my desk, not even realize I'm doing it. And a kid will come up to me at the school and say, hey, Mr. Ludwig, I saw you were scratching your head a lot today. So they're always watching. So I'm always aware of what I say. So yes, in a long, circuitous answer, I think that's being a teacher absolutely, makes me speak the way I speak, which I'm mumbling right now.
Right.
But
it's
funny, on my Facebook page, I say I'm retired, but I'm still teaching. Actually, I'm probably going to retire next year. I made a mistake when I put it up there. It says taught English, and I said, you know what? That's probably an omen. I'm going to just leave it there. So I'm still teaching
right.
in my other life, but I think next year is it. Then I'll start talking poorly again.
Right. There you go. So kind of walk us through like a nutshell version of your history, because . Yeah, I don't take this the wrong way, but I had never heard of Evan for a point either. But tell people who you are and how you got on his show and how you know all these legends that you bring onto your radio show and let's say give us some history lesson.
Well, I've always, as obviously you have too, I've always been a fan of pop culture. I mean, from when my older brother used to bring Beatle records home, he used to buy the Beatle albums, and I'd listen to them. But funny you mention teaching, because a former student of mine, who's now we always got along well, and his mom used to come in parents' nights, and she liked me as a teacher, and his name is Ryan. And I had open-heart surgery, and one of the things I always wanted to do in my life was write a book. I never did, but when I had my open-heart surgery, I kept a journal when I came home. I wrote a book, and I wanted to get word out there. So I always kept friends with this kid, Ryan, and his mom, even way after he was out of school. He's in his 20s now. And she called me and said, you know, my friend Evan Ginsberg has a radio show. If you'd like, I'll call him, and I'm sure he'll let you be on the show. So in kind of a roundabout way, because of my teaching and knowing my student, you know, keeping in touch with my student, she got me on Evan's radio show. I went to Gizzy's, the club that Evan was the booker for in the village. I did a reading there. And we just kind of hit it off. I don't know. He asked me to be back on his show. And then one day he said, hey, listen, I'm thinking of doing a TV show, a Legends TV show. Would you like to co-host it with me? So I immediately looked behind me thinking he has to be speaking to somebody else. He can't be asking me.
Right.
I said, yeah, sure. I said, sure, absolutely. Did the show, got to know me a little better. He said, I can tell you're really into pop culture. Why don't you think of doing a radio show? I'll hook you up with my engineer. One thing led to another, and I'll tell you, I can tell you enjoy doing your show. I mean, you're celebrating the year anniversary, but growing up, I've loved guys like you know the song, They're Coming to Take Me Away? They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, oh, hee-hee.
Yes.
So knowing I had the show, I said, you know what, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to talk to all these people that I've long admired for one reason or another and see if they'll come on my show. Well, I found the guy who's saying they're coming to take me away. His stage name was Napoleon the 14th, but his real name is Jerry Samuels. And today he's a very successful talent agent in the Philadelphia area. He came on the show right away. Nicest guy.
Wasn't that like your first or second show, if I remember correctly?
He was my second show. My very first guest was Bob Kalsill. Remember the Kalsill, the Rain, the Park, and other things? I love the flower girl. Oh, you know, actually, you're the one that should be doing the impersonating here, Johnny. But but I had Bob Kalsill on, and our connection with Bob Kalsill was I went to North Bergen High School in New Jersey, and the Kalsills, before they were the Kalsills, you know, well-known Kalsills, they actually played dances at North Bergen High School. So I mentioned that to Bob Kalsill in an email, and he was, yeah, absolutely, Steve, when, where, how do we do it? These people are so great. Can I tell you a funny story about one of the guys I tried to have on?
Yeah.
On the show? Now,
yeah,
you know, Billy Paul he sang the song Me and Mrs. Jones, classic, right? Me
right.
And Mrs. Jones.
Love that song,
and
yeah.
And that was a song that was big during my the year I graduated high school. So I have the radio show. So I found out his email address through his website, just contact. And I went through this whole long thing. And Evan Ginsberg, our mutual friend, he said, you know, Billy Paul is a lot more than just me and Mrs. Jones. He's a big jazz, a lot of jazz background. So I did all my research, typed everything up in the email, you know, really telling him how much I admire him. Sent it out, and I'm sitting in front of my computer. I said to myself, oh, no, did I just call him Billy Joel instead of Billy Paul? So, when in the movies when you get the slow motion, no.
But right.
I checked my sent messages, and sure enough, I sent a very nice email to Billy Joel with Billy Paul's email address. So I said, well, here's one guy I've never got. There's one guy I'm never going to have on the show. I quickly, wrote an apologetic email. Long story short, Billy Paul was one of my greatest guests last month. He was on the show. His rep said, we get that all the time. He'd love to be on the show. So.
Wow. I hope you didn't like, well, I know you didn't. So it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, if you would have put a but I loved your song, name a Billy Joel song in the middle of it. You know, Billy,
I love Piano Man, Mr. Paul. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I did everything right. I did all the right things, but I called him Billy Joel. a couple times in the email. Oh, my God. I said, oh,
that's easy to do, though. Four letters, it ends in L. I mean, come on. That's easy to do. But that is freaking hilarious, though.
Especially when you're an idiot like I am. So it's definitely understandable.
Right. What about you? I know you got some Beatles stories. What happened? And in fact, before you get in, I want to spit this out for you. Last week's guest, Brian Gary, he's the nephew of Robert Clary and the grandson of Eddie Cantor. We talked about you briefly last week, and he, not unlike yourself, also wrote a lighthearted book, no pun intended, about open heart surgery. And his is called "A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to My Stress Test." He also has another book called Close Encounters of the Celebrity Kind, where, unlike yourself, he has a bunch of Beatles stories in there. And I thought that was really ironic, especially since you guys were like back-to-back guests, you know?
Yeah. I should get in touch with him, huh? You know, because I heard Roberto Vasquez interview, and one thing with my show, Johnny, I pre-tape interviews the first 2 Mondays of every month. So that's what I was doing the last 2 Mondays. So I always listen to your first 2 Monday shows on archives, which is great that you have the archives. So I haven't even finished listening to the Roberto Vasquez show, but wow, I'm gonna definitely check it out. But
I would not be shocked if you guys crossed paths at some point. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, we were probably next to each other at a Beatles convention or something, vying for the same product or whatever.
Right.
I should be getting in touch with him. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead. You tell it.
Yeah, this is a really incredible story. I mean, back in 1980, when John Lennon was murdered by the scumbag who shot him. I remember the next day, or 2 days afterwards, in the Daily News, the front page picture was John Lennon signing the album cover of the bum who shot him. It was like about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was a picture in the background. You see this guy, I'm not even going to say his name, but the guy that killed him. And then later on that night, 6 hours later, he was still waiting for John when John had gone to a recording studio and he shot him. So anyway, I said to myself, wow, this is a sad but incredibly historic picture of John Lennon signing the album cover of the man who would later kill him. So I see on the bottom of the picture says copyright Paul Gorish. And I said to myself, that's some picture by that guy. I never heard of Paul Gorish before. So skip ahead 3 years. As a teacher, most teachers have second jobs. So I'm working at a video store, old changes to be Video Shack. And I get a phone call. I pick it up, and the guy says, hey, do you guys have any more Beatles statues? We used to have statues of movie stars and things. So I said, yeah. I said, we have one more set left. Give me your name. I'll put them aside for you. And, you know, I'm coming to pick them up. He goes, yeah, my name is Paul Gorish. I said myself, Paul Gorish. I said, hey, are you the Lennon photographer? He said, yeah. So anyway, one thing led to another. We're friends to this day. And I used to ask him all silly questions that Beatles fans would like to know. Like I'd say, you know, when you shook hands with John, was it a man's handshake or was it a wet stick? He goes, no, it was a nice firm handshake. And like he said, even if the guy wasn't John Lennon, he would have wanted him to be his friend because he was just a real good, down-to-earth, you know, not full of himself guy. And I said to myself, it's great to learn that people you admire aren't jerks, you know, because if any one of the Beatles were jerks, I don't know. I probably have to listen to the Rolling Stones more often, but I have a story. I have a story about each of the Beatles. I actually touched Ringo Starr. It doesn't sound like much to some people, but I touched the man who drummed on Hey Jude.
All right.
Real quickly, there used to be a club in the village called the Bottom Line. Great, great rock club. And back in the 90s, Ringo did. VH1 used to have these shows. I can't remember the name of the shows, but the singer used to tell stories, and then they would sing a song. So anyway, night before the taping, Ringo gave a surprise show at the Bottom Line, kind of a warm-up with his band. So my friend Paul Gorish said, hey, I got tickets. It was, you know, totally sold out. I just want to go see him. I said, of course. So 8 o'clock show, we get there. Show gets over about 9:30, 9:45, and there's another show coming on, not with Ringo, though, another performer. So they're saying, please clear the club or we have to start our second show with whoever was even playing there.
So I said, okay, come on, Paul, let's go. He goes, where are you going? I said, you got to go. They got to clear out. He goes, hang on a second. He said, there's only one way out of here. It's the front door. It's an old club. Even the entertainers have to be running out the front door. He says, let's get over to the bar. We're going to order a beer. We'll take our time with the beer. Ringo's got to come out sooner or later. I said, sounds good to me. So, you know, we're milking our drinks. Then all of a sudden, the group of people are coming out. The club is almost completely empty by now. They haven't even let the other people in yet. And here comes Ringo and his entourage. Now, this is 3 years, about 15 years after John was killed. So you're not going to be a stupid Beatles fan and make any sudden motions like, hey, Ringo, you know, because of what happened to John. So as he's walking by, I just kind of slip my hand out, and as he's walking by, I pat him on the back like three times. I go, hey, Ringo, nice job. Thank you. You know, this Liverpool accent, and kept walking out. And pretty soon, one of these days, I'm going to wash that hand, Johnny, that actually touched Ringo's back. But so I actually touched the Beatle. How about that?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I know what you mean about making sudden motions. Like, it's kind of like if you're on a plane, if you know somebody named Jack, you don't go, hi, Jack. You know, certain things you don't do.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, and I'm a little my similar story to that is when I first got an email from Gail Kim, like, I never want to watch my computer screen again. So I know what you're thinking.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if you probably feel the same way, Johnny, but when I'm talking to some people on my radio show that I really, really admire, I say to myself, you know, you don't want to come out like an idiot, but sometimes I can't help geeking out like a fan, and I'm trying to be like a host, but I front over them, and I say to myself, I'm talking to, you know, so-and-so. Like, I question mark in the Mysterians, great song, 96 Tears. From the 60s? Well, question mark. First of all, he's going to be on for the third time in March, third time on the show. He's from Mars. This is according to question mark himself. He's from Mars. He has a 419 IQ. Some days it's higher. I don't think I have to go any further. He's a great guest, and he's such a sweet guy, too. We talked on the phone before the show for like an hour, and he was just, you know, he's been on American Bandstand, and he's a classic, and his real name is Rudy Martinez, but his rep said under no circumstances call him Rudy Martinez. You can either call him Mr. Mark, question, or Q. So throughout my conversation with him, I'm calling him Mr. Mark, Q, or question. So.
Right. Not that I'm any kind of a celebrity at all, but I think I would be pretty peeved if somebody mention my real name on the air. I think that's just what you do. It's just this, it's, you go with your stage name and that's it. If somebody like, I don't know, when I had Daphne from, she used to be in TNA, WCW, and all that, Daphne Dressler on here, I was actually going to put her real name on the flyer, and I got corrected for that, saying, no, it's kind of like a thing you do with wrestlers where you don't use her real name. I'm like, everyone knows her real name. It's on Wikipedia. It's like, it doesn't matter. You just don't do that. You know,
knowing Evan Ginsberg the way we both do, he's, you know, very, very into wrestling. That was one of the cardinal rules he told me, because he has some wrestlers on his TV show. He said, don't ever call them by their real names. He said, even like in the green room, you know, unless you really, you know, get a friendship going, he said, but they're always, whatever their wrestling name is, that's it, you know, so, and he's right, I guess that's their livelihood.
Right. But to answer your question, when they come on the air, for whatever reason, I think that's the beauty of having a 7-minute commercial before they hit the air, because I think I get all the geek out of me at that point in time. Because when they're on the air, like, I just kind of feel like I'm just chit-chatting with somebody on the phone, and it's weird. Mm-hmm. And it's almost not until the show has ended and I go in the kitchen and make myself something to eat, and it's like, holy crap, I just talked to Pebbles. I just talked to Gail Kim. You know what I mean? Like, these people
I know exactly what you mean, yep.
Yeah.
I had Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life, the actress that played Zuzu in It's a Wonderful Life, on my show. You know, the classic movie with the petals and Zuzu. And afterwards, I said to myself, I just talked to Zuzu. She said her famous line. Peach says, "When a bell rings, an angel gets his wings." She said that for me on my show, and I said, "How lucky am I? Isn't this a great life, Johnny, being on the radio and things like this?"
It's a great life. I mean, it's nice. I wish it paid a little better, but it's so cool. And at least, you know, I'll have stories to tell young people who are not my grandkids 20 years from now.
No, but it was the nice thing about having the show's archive too. You know, you can go back and listen and say, "Wow." And sometimes I don't know if you get this. I listen to an interview and I say, "Wow, what did I say that for?" You know, you don't even realize half the things you're saying during the interview.
Right. Yeah, you kind of get lost in the moment. So, but anyway, Steve, we're at that mark in time. It's 10 till 8, which means it's time for your lightning round. And
I'm ready.
In fact, I'm going to hit the music for it, and then I'm going to introduce our secret, very special guest lightning round giver tonight, who's going to be on here in just a second. But let me hit the music for it. All right, and secret lightning round giver, former co-host of this show, Callie Cosplay. Welcome back to Smartass Radio. Are you there?
Hey there, Johnny, and hi, Steve. Yes, I am.
Hey, Cal. Hey, Johnny, I'm speaking with a former hot chick of the month.
That's right.
A hot chick of every month. Wow, Callie, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It is my pleasure talking to you, actually. Are you ready for your lightning round?
I'm ready, Callie.
Alrighty, here we go. First question, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
I gotta get the correct answer.
I'm shaking my head here, Johnny.
Are you?
I'm a chocolate person. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
It's two against three.
High five,
then.
Steve. High five, Steve.
All right. High five, Callie.
There we
go.
Right.
I voted host.
All righty. Question two. Who are your favorite superheroes, male and female?
Okay. I always love Linda Carter. I know that's a big. I know Wonder Woman always comes up, but definitely Wonder Woman. And
big high five there.
Yeah. Got to be Batman for me. It's such
you
a very
nice.
human aspect of Batman.
If this were Family Feud, you would have just given the number one answers for both of them. And real quick. Do you get MeTV up there in New York? Because MeTV is replaying all the old Wonder Womans as of a month ago.
No. I might have to move. I might have to move just to get it. No, wow.
Wonder Woman is amazing.
Yep.
Kelly, have you ever met Linda Carter, Kelly, at a convention?
No,
yeah,
I wish.
Convention. Yeah, neither have I.
I wish.
How about you, Johnny?
Man, that is...
I have not, no. But, man, like, you know, as a kid, like, I was like, Linda Carter. But then I started kind of getting old enough to where I could appreciate it. And now I look back and watch these old episodes, I'm like, holy shit, like, she really looked good. You know how in a lot of movies, like, superhero costumes just look ridiculous on them, like back in the 70s and 80s? It did not look ridiculous on Linda Carter. It looked great.
I think the three of us might have to want a road trip to find Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm game. I am game.
Let's set it up.
get her on your show, Steve. If it's not pop culture at all, what is?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Man,
that's going to be one of my. I want to have each of you on my show. Of course, I was going to say that at the end when I heard your name, Callie, I said, shoot, I have to ask Callie on, too. Anyway, I'll get in touch with you guys via Facebook.
Sweet.
Oh, that would be awesome. Maybe there might
awesome
really
for
be
me.
A road trip. Alrighty. Are you ready for question number three?
Ready to go.
What would make you think you've hooked up with the wrong crowd at the Olympics more? A pack of wild snowboarders or the fact that the guy standing next to you is named Bode?
Bodie.
Oh, Bodie.
Bodie,
dude. I guess, yes, hooking up the Bodie.
Bodhi, I think that's the correct answer. I don't know if there is a wrong answer on that one. A pack of wild snowboarders or somebody named Bodhi, they're both kind of scary.
I think they have the both kind of dialect accent anyway, both groups.
Right. All right.
All righty. Question number four. Is the best part of waking up Folgers in your cup?
Well, best part of waking is no, it's not.
See, you got it.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker.
It's an absolute fact of our society. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. It's just, there's no getting around it. So, sorry about that.
And the best part of breaking up is when we're making up. That's an old song, but anyway.
All right, Callie, go ahead.
Okay, I'll shut up now. I'm sorry, Callie.
Alrighty. If you had a buddy at NASA, would you consider buying him or her dinner and a night on the town, or try to woo them into renaming Planet X into Planet Ludwig?
Oh, no doubt about it. Planet X has become Planet Ludwig.
Yeah, see that.
I might not even woo. I might threaten. I might not even woo. It might be more of a threat.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Alrighty, number six for Little Price is Right. We show the retail price is $9.99 for this 50-ounce bottle of clean-smelling Gain laundry detergent. Steve Ludwig, is this the actual retail price, higher or lower?
I'll have to say lower. With prices today, lower.
Oh, no.
Steve.
No.
I'm such a loser.
The price is actually higher than $9.99.
Man, this economy.
Yep, I know.
I feel like such a failure. I have to start washing my clothes to find out these prices.
There's a reason I rewear my jeans.
Yep.
Alrighty, number seven, Betty or Veronica?
Veronica.
You, thank you.
Betty was polite, I might, you know, she said please. Could be Betty.
Yeah.
But no, Veronica.
Steve, quit while you're ahead.
Alrighty.
There's a big difference between Betty and Veronica. There's a big difference. Go ahead, Cal.
I really like this next question. Number eight. If we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Beatles songs Honey Pie and You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, would we name them that new song Honey Love or You've Got to Hide Your Pie?
Oh, boy.
What would it be?
I have some eighth grade students listening. Let me see. I love pie because it's very nourishing. So you'll have to hide your pie.
That is the correct answer.
Okay. Worst name for someone who hates crowds: Claude Strophobic or Eugene Nix?
Worst? Wow, that's close.
Yeah.
Claudestrophobic.
You choose Claudestrophobic over Eugene Nix?
I chose Claudestrophobic.
Okay, it's probably
give me a buzzer. I'm wrong. Oh, okay.
I like that one. I like that one. Good choice.
Yeah,
okay, and who do you think, Steve, is the sexiest woman alive?
Of course, besides my wife, we're talking, right?
Yeah.
You are allowed to say.
She's in the other room, so I'm right close to the sexiest woman alive. But the second sexiest woman alive, Diane Lane.
Alrighty. Fair enough. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, she's
okay,
aged well.
Well, she has. She is one that has.
I remember her in The Outsiders as Cherry Valance and... Anyway, I digress.
Okay, second to last question. Should manscaping be penalized by death?
One more time, Kelly. I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
Should manscaping be penalized by death?
Oh, boy. Depends on if it's a Friday night or a weeknight. Let's see. Depends if you're going out or not. No, it should not be penalized by death, but there should be some kind of repercussion. I know. I figured that.
All right, and I have to precursor this one. Question 12 that Callie is about to ask you may be the most important question you ever get in your life, so just be aware.
All righty. The final question, and like Johnny just said, the most important question of your life, Mets or Yankees?
Please, I don't like minor league baseball, so I'm not going to say the Mets. Sorry, Johnny, it's the Yankees. I know you're a Yankee fan, Johnny, but thank God you saved it till the end.
Oh, man. Well, Taya, you're not coming back to... No, just kidding.
I'm glad you saved this for the last question, by the way.
Wow. All right, well, I'll tell you what, we're actually a little bit over time, but please take a minute, hit your plugs, let everybody know where they can find you on Facebook, on Twitter, where they can listen to your show, and I'm going to say it like Evan.
Well,
by all means, the next minute's yours.
Well, thanks, Evan. It's very simple. Just go to planetludwig.com, and everything is on there, my Twitter account, my Facebook. Just click on everything. Just go to planetludwig.com. You can listen to the show there. And there's a nice section for upcoming guests, and I hope to have both Kelly Cosplay and Johnny Video in that upcoming guest section. May I ask you guys right now? I was going to do it after the show, but would you guys break my... Oh, wonderful. I'll be in touch. Oh, this is great, Kelly. And Johnny, may I please return the favor?
Absolutely.
All right, excellent.
That would be awesome. Yeah, thank you.
It was such a pleasure to be on here. And Kelly, what a nice surprise. It was much more fun having you ask me the questions than the Mets fan over there.
It is actually better. Like,
well,
I've been doing this show solo for like months now, and like having Callie on, Jackie on, it's like in my brain I'm going, my God, this show is so much better when there's a female presence on it. I mean, it really is. Like, it's been great having them both on here. So, but anyway, unfortunately, you've got to wrap it up with you, but we're going to stick around with you, Allie, after the break. That's going to do it. And Steve, anytime you look back on here to plug something, you just let me know. But, make it happen.
I was honored to be on the show tonight. Callie, it's so nice to meet you as well.
It's very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Cool.
Thanks. And thanks a lot, Johnny. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And, folks, that's going to wrap it up with Steve. And like I just said, in a few minutes, we'll be back with more of Cali Cosplay. Stay tuned.
Hey, player, is you tired of blinging your gear, flashing your skrilla, and cruising around for dimes in your whip with no bass? Don't hate the player, my nickels. Hate the game.
I'm loving how it's going in the Akron scene, cause I'm rolling with the dudes and they act as mean. Always come around here when they asking me. I cause catastrophes the way it has to be. This is Tony Sin, man, yeah, and this is Soundstrew. West on the beach, yo, it's like we bringing sound, dude. I ain't ever slowing down, it's not loud, dude. Haters in the dark trying to hide. Down.
So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip-hop style, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com. So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip-hop style, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com.
Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on SmartMarkRadio.com. The following is a special Smart Asses Radio Sports Update. Welcome back to the 44th Annual Blind All-Stars Golf Tournament here at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. I'm Summer Patterall, and now let's go live to Nigel Barnsworth on the first hole as Stevie Wonder still tries to tee off.
Thank you, Summer. Stevie Wonder is already 77 strokes away. Make that 70... 79... 82 strokes over par and has yet to hit the ball. Swing miss. Swing miss. Swing miss. Well, there you have it. Stevie Wonder now 89 strokes over par, steps away from the tee acrimoniously, but he attempts to break the club over his knee, misses gratuitously, and trips over the ladies' tee. Let's go 4 yards up the fairway, shall we, to Jack Pot, who has the call, as Ray Charles sits at 274 strokes over par, and is still attempting to take his second shot.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the 4 largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
I always know I can count on you, mighty Hercules.
You only had one sandal, Jason, which means you were meant to be king of Ulysses. Why are you laughing?
Hercules! Oh, it's most amusing. Argo said he wanted to pass the time by having a drink while we sail on our quest to find the Golden Fleece. Hmm?
And what's so funny about that?
Well, it's comical, Hercules, because he got drunk on his own wine and passed out. So Castor and Pollux and myself put his hand in hot water so that he would pee himself. Then we all found writing utensils and drew on his face.
By the gods, listen now. Remember what I'm going to say. Never draw on the host.
But Hercules, I don't understand. I thought when someone passed out at their own party, they were considered fair game, hmm?
And who bought you that glass of wine you hold in your hand?
I'm sorry, mighty Hercules. You are right.
Well done, lad. Now you'll grow up to be fine and strong.
I just hope I'm as wise as you are one day, Hercules.
And you will be, my boy, because you have a strong will.
Thanks, Hercules. And right now, I'm going to do what Laertes said we should do all along. And that's blow pepper up his nose and glue a banana to his hand so maybe he won't notice that he pissed himself. See ya.
Bye then.
You know what they say, Hercules. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
He's 35.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
So, Ricky, how about that soundbite, man?
Oh, you're terrible. And your show is terrible. If it weren't for Geek Goddess Jackie, I'd have already downloaded it, put it on a floppy, just so I could wipe my ass with it.
Well, that's really...
Oh, well, you hear that noise? That's you. You just told a joke. And what's that? What's that? Is that applause? No. Oh, is that laughter? No, that's a pin dropping. Your audience hates you.
I hate you. That's not really...
You are not smart. You're stupid asses. You should be called stupid asses. Well, you're leaving. Rude.
Come to me no more, Moses. When are you going to bring me real proof of your god? And when are you going to let my people go? All that they ask is to sit at the foot of Mount Sinai, to warm their souls by the burning bush of God, then to listen to Smartasses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
I'm
And now, back to Smartass's Radio.
And before we get into things with Callie Cosplay, I want to remind everybody that if you'd like to advertise on Smartasses Radio, we are heard on 3 different worldwide networks, 5 different websites. And folks, you cannot beat $5 for 8 weeks of live airplay. Plus, as you know, your advertisements will live forever in our very popular archive. So if you would like to sign up for that, just head to smartasses.net, click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page for details. So anyway, Callie Cosplay, welcome back to Smartasses Radio. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me back, Johnny.
Yeah, not a problem, not a problem. So what have you been doing lately? Married life treating you well? You've been cosplaying? What's going on?
Well, I'm back in school. That's some good news. And I only have one semester left of classes, and then I intern, and then I'll graduate in December. Married life has been wonderful. My husband is my biggest supporter. He's really supportive of all the cosplay stuff I do, and it's so wonderful to have him. I mean, he gives me ideas here and there, and he's pretty good to have around. And I've really, actually recently, I've branched out and I've been doing solo work, actually behind the camera, in front of the camera and behind the camera. And I've been playing with lights and, you know, I'm doing my own photography now, and I've actually edited my own image, which one I just put out tonight is my tribute image to the movie Gravity, which of course is up for so many Academy Awards. Have you seen that movie, John?
I have not, no.
Oh, it is wonderful. I mean, man, I saw it in IMAX, and I was stressing out. I was like, oh my gosh, this movie.
Gravity is the one what's his name, Clooney, right?
Yes, George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
Okay, yeah, that's the one where the commercial was, like, her tether line breaks or whatever, and then that's where the commercial kind of ends, and you're like, oh, my God, what
mm-hmm.
happened next? Okay.
Yep.
Is that out?
Man, it is something else. Yes, it is.
It's on DVD. Is it on DVD now?
Oh, no, not yet. It's still in theaters. It should be out, I would imagine, in the next month or two.
Really? It's still in theaters? I seem to remember those commercials from, like, 3 or 4, and believe me, the clock in my head is... You know, I feel like I Smartass's Radio yesterday, and it's been 7 days, so take that with a grain of salt. But weren't they ads? Is it just like in the dollar theaters now, or is it getting that greater run?
No, I mean, I saw it about 2 weeks ago in the actual, the big IMAX theater around here. I mean, I'm in Florida, and I went to Orlando, of course, so I mean, maybe it's different up there? I don't know.
It's probably the clock in my head. The ads were probably running 2 weeks ago, and it feels like 3 months ago to me for some reason, because I'm just an idiot like that. So you did a photography tribute to that movie. I mean, and it won awards. That's really the main point here.
Yes, that movie is awesome. And yeah, my tribute, of course, I put it out on my website tonight. Just kind of supporting it, and I'm cheering on. Go Gravity! So I hope it wins Best Picture.
Do you
I wanted to see her.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to ask, do you have any of the pictures that you took on Facebook, or is it just on your website right now?
Oh, yes. It's on, I put it on Facebook, and there's a little write-up I did just about my feelings of Gravity, and it's on my website, which is www.callicosplay.com, and you can find me on Facebook, so I did put it there.
Good, 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 good. Cool. And then, so what have you, like, aside of that, I mean, I'm thinking of a thousand ways to ask this question. Have you been so involved on the photography side of things lately that you haven't been in front of the camera, or have you done some new photo shoots and stuff as well, like new costumes?
It's a good thing you asked that, because I want to actually start getting more behind the camera. I've just kind of been testing on myself, so I'm really the only subject I've been shooting. I had my husband actually pose, and I said, "Ben, you're going to be Star-Lord." And so he stood just with his hand holding out, and I put a cosmic cube in his hands and a Star-Lord helmet on, so I'm going to be releasing that tomorrow, actually. Because Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, the trailer comes out tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I've cosplayed Gamora. She's an awesome character, and I'm really looking forward to that movie. And Drax, of course, who Dave Bautista, acting coach Joe Hockman. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God, I messaged
Joe and said I'm fangirling over the movie coming out. I'm so excited.
Well, Batista's getting a big push in WWE right now, too. They brought him back for, it's not going over well, but the WWE is trying anyway. But the WWE does this thing where we need to bring back some big superstar for WrestleMania, even though they don't need to do that, and it's pissing everybody off. So Batista was the one that got brought back this year, and of course, it pissed everybody off, but I feel bad because everybody says, including Joe Ackman, what a wonderful human being Batista is, and I feel bad because, like, nobody wants him there. It's weird. It's not his fault. It's because they want somebody else to get the push. It's nothing against him. They're bringing back this guy that hasn't wrestled in 4 years, and they're ignoring the people that are there day in and day out. So that's what's pissing people off. Not that they hate Batista, but anyway, I'm digressing. But
he is really good on the big screen, and that's I don't know. To me, as a fan, I really like to see him there, and bringing his role, that character alone to life is probably my favorite role he's had. So,
right. I'm trying to think of the because he did it. Unless I'm thinking of the same movie again, I don't trust my brain for anything. But
he did the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah,
the newest one.
What I'm thinking of something that looks Last Airbender-y in my brain. Is that the movie that you're talking about, or was that a different one?
No, that's a different one. Last Airbender was... Ugh, let's not talk about that.
No, I know it wasn't that movie, which is arguably the worst movie ever made, and it sucked.
J.J. Abrams, man.
That was M. Night Shyamalan that did...
Okay, it wasn't J.J. That's right. J.J. Abrams did Star Trek. Ugh.
Yes.
You're getting me messed up, Johnny.
Did you like, please tell me that you, because I read the blogs and a lot of people beat it to death because of the holes in the, I'm really big on if I like the movie well enough, I can just let a lot of things go. But
yeah,
you know how.
I heard a lot of people, like everyone hated it and it was this whole thing. I wanted to see it when I saw the trailers and the previews and stuff. I never saw it. But I hadn't been a fan of his work until I saw Sixth Sense, and then, of course, Unbreakable. And I think those really are two of his movies that I like so much, I don't want to see a bad movie he's done. But, unfortunately, I did see After Earth, and that was terrible.
Was that Shyamalan also, After Earth?
Yes, that was Shyamalan. That was M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, that movie was bad.
Yeah, he does a lot of bad movies. I liked, what was the Something in the Water or whatever that one was?
Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water. I liked that movie to
he
an
did
extent.
Lady in the Water. Yeah,
Sixth Sense, I
liked Lady in the Water. It got really bad reviews. People hated it. All the other stuff. I didn't think it was too bad. I thought it was watchable.
It was
may or may not watch it again.
It was just that the ads were misleading. They made it look like a creepy thriller, and it was anything but that. But, you know, Paul Giamatti, you know, how can you hate Paul Giamatti? Like, he did such a great job in that movie. But anyway, I'd love to keep chatting about movies and stuff that, like, we're so behind on time, and I know Jeannie Poussin's waiting for me to ring her phone and everything. But one more time, real quick, and then, like, yeah, I mean, we got to get you back on here again sometime in the future. But, yeah, again, tell everybody where your website is, and I know at least they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, and everything from there.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you, Johnny, again, so much for having me and asking me back to DC's Lightning Round and doing this little interview. You guys can find me. You can just Google Cali Cosplay if you want, or you can go to my website, www.calicosplay.com. I'm a cosplayer. I write a little here and there. I'm a musician, and now I'm a photographer. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening and keep listening. So, woohoo!
Woohoo! Well, and again, thanks for coming on. It's certainly it brightened the mood around here with you on, and it made the anniversary show all that much better with you being here. So I mean that sincerely, and I genuinely appreciate you coming on, because I know you've got a lot of other stuff going on in life, too. So anyway,
thank you, folks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And that's going to wrap it up for Callie now, folks. But when we come back, well, it's going to be her second time on Smart Mark Radio's network, but it's going to be her first time on Smart Asses Radio. And that is, of course, as you know, from the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, we're going to have Hollywood Jeannie Poussin. So that's it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Hollywood. And thanks again, Kay.
Men make hot women chase, fantasize, and worship you. Women, getting and holding on to that quality guy will be a cinch. Cool seduction for the modern sassy girl to get your guy today. Men, it is packed with a crazy amount of information. Start now and get the hot girls. CoolSeduction.com. The good news is this seduction can be learned today. CoolSeduction.com. Seduction for men and women. CoolSeduction.com.
Lose weight quickly, easily, and naturally with the Weight Loss Watch. 311, the Weight Loss Phenomenon, is a new, innovative, and unconventional weight loss program. With 311 and the Weight Loss Watch, losing weight is practically effortless, requiring nothing more than eating the same foods you already eat. Based upon a simple time and calorie principle, just wear the Weight Loss Watch, eat of the beef, and lose weight. Experience for yourself how easy losing weight can be. Visit eatofthebeef.com to find out more. That's eatofthebeef.com. Home of the Weight Loss Watch.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Are you tired of dating sites with fake profiles and no replies? Try TalkToSingles.com. That's talk, then the number 2, singles.com. Join TalkToSingles.com absolutely free and start meeting great singles in your area tonight. Why wait when you can drastically improve your search for romance, relationships, and love? If you're between the ages of 20 and 60, then you just found the way to find romance on the internet. Begin your search at TalkToSingles.com. That's talk, then the number 2, singles.com.
Hello, has this ever happened to you?
What's the matter, buddy?
Kramer, I have to buy my girlfriend a gift, and I've only got $5 worth of loot.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Oh, do you believe this guy? What do I do?
Yeah, you need to put on your thinking cap, buddy.
He sounds just like me, Jerry. What are you talking about?
Oh,
Johnny Video, baby.
Come on, Newman. Think.
He doesn't sound anything like you.
I know. I'll get her a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video. Giddy up.
Sorry, Jerry. I like him.
He's terrible, George. He's terrible. Whoa. Someone's getting crabby. You need to eat more fruit. Plantains, Jerry. Plantains.
My fellow Americans, you know, we are living in troubled economic times. So I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Easyandhot.com. Make money the easy way. easyandhot.com. Take 10 to 15 minutes and review the details of the most incredible home business ever. easyandhot.com. You'll be glad you did. This opportunity is available today. Truly one of the best ways of making money by working part-time and having a flexible schedule. easyandhot.com. Start now.
When you've been lifting barrels and bales of hay and anvils and machine parts and 40-foot fuel injectors for the next space shuttle mission and bags of dirt around in your Ram truck all day, driving through 30 inches of mud in your Levi's jeans in the 100-degree desert in the middle of a nor'easter snowstorm while it's raining, cats and dogs in the Grand Canyon, and getting your Lee denim jacket and that 20-gallon cowboy hat of yours all wet while you're trying to eat your beans and tell tales of rust cattle in your Ford Bronco while you smoke a Marlboro and a Camel next to your buddy Chevy Silverado while you're doing shots of whiskey and talking to the Undertaker about that tumbleweed that just blew by while you were thinking about beef and chewing skull bandits in the mountains of Montana while you're sitting around that campfire in your lamb's wool jacket and heating up that Brandon iron, scouring the boundary lines of that ranch you got in the good old heart of Texas while you're barbecuing spare ribs in the back of that Toyota Tundra and polishing your Colt 45 while you rub salve on those chafed thighs of yours you got from riding steeds and the handshake of that trusty old saddle while you are out herding buffalo and roping steer and wondering where your next pair of chaps and silver spurs are going to come from as you're washing down that dust with an ice-cold bush and shooting tin cans off a fence post and growing mustaches with the sheriff. That's where Smartass's Radio comes in. Smooth as a mountain stream.
To interact with Smartass's Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartass's Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartass's Radio.
Such hit TV shows as Saved by the Bell, Larry Sanders Show, In Living Color, Married with Children, and of course, GLOW, Ladies of Wrestling Hollywood. Welcome to Smartasses Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I think, you know, the way my brain works, we have Hollywood Squared here. We have Johnny Hollywood Video interviewing Jeannie Hollywood Bassone, and I think maybe that opens up holes space-time continuum when that happens.
Love it.
Hollywood Squared.
I like that.
Yeah, maybe we should do our own little new game show. Instead of Hollywood Squares, it'd be Hollywood Squared, and then you and I just ask.
And that wouldn't be for people who are 25 years old and younger. They'd be like, what is Hollywood Squared? Go look it up, kids, on YouTube.
I don't think that does Because they have the Game Show Network that shows like old reruns of Match Game and stuff, but I don't think I've ever seen Hollywood Squares on there, to be honest.
No, I haven't either. That is funny. I've seen our old stuff, you know, Family Feud. Those have been on those Game Show Networks.
Yep. Maybe there's a certain one they can't get the right to, because, yeah, as soon as you say Hollywood Squares, I picture Paul Lynn right in the center square all the time. You know, like, I just
correct.
Get that
mental. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He probably got his name underneath and said, Polly was here, or whatever.
Right. So, what about you? Do you have Olympic fever, or have you probably been much too busy to be watching?
You know what? When it started, I didn't even know when it started. I was in Chile, because I was in Chile when it started, my first time down to South America. And so I got home about 4 or 5 days later, and I saw my dad watching. I'm like, Dad, when did this start? I did not know. And I even had CNN on in Chile. Of course, it was in Spanish, and all I kept seeing was President Obama. There was nothing else about the Olympics in Chile, so I had no idea it was on. So I really have not been following it. Bad sports
right.
fan.
No, it happens. I'm OCD about it. It's like, oh, my God, the Olympics are on. They're only on once every 4 years, so I must capture every moment because I don't want to miss anything and, you know, miss out on this once in a while.
Well, I should be doing that, too. Yeah, that's what I should have been doing. But I don't know, I guess if wrestling was on, I'd probably be following it a little bit more.
Right. So, well, let everybody know, what were you doing in Chile? I know you're, I was going to say this for later, but since we're on the subject, you do, like, touring
and
stuff now?
Just a little touring down there, doing some wrestling for some of their companies down there, and a few of my girlfriends have already been down there, and I'm like, what a great opportunity, because I have not been to that continent, and I'm like, yes, I am in. I worked 2 days, that's it, and I'm telling you, it was summertime, it was beautiful, the wrestling was simple, easy stuff, and I plan on going back in March, actually. If not, then it will be next year in 2015. But this time when I go, I'd like to see either Machu Picchu when I go for fun, or actually maybe go to Brazil and Rio de Janeiro or something like that, maybe Argentina, a couple of days there. Because when you're there, you have to do it. If you're there and somebody else is paying it, you need to see as much as you can, because you never know if you're going to get back down there again.
Right.
How
did you find South America? I mean, here you are on a totally different continent, and in fact, below the equator where
our
the
fans.
Toilets been.
We have lots of fans. Lots of fans. It's interesting about how one comes about. You know, Facebook helps advertising so much. You know, with that and Twitter, people are able to just, you know, hi, and you say, I'm coming to Chile, and you have all these people going, oh, I'm a fan. And of course, I'm trying to get, like, a translator because, you know, that miscommunication always happens. You're saying something, and they're thinking, what? And you go back and forth, and, you know, so I was doing it. Someone goes, your Spanish is better than my English. And I'm like, no, I'm using a translator. Thank goodness for the Internet. I'm telling you. It saves you. The only thing I know is donde está el baño, donde está, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's always where is. I did pretty good, though, because I took that in school. I took it in school. But it was fun. The trip was great. The trip was really great, and, I mean, there are some GLOW fans down there. You know, they're just way into the wrestling. I asked where their favorites were. You know, they remember the Heavy Metal Sisters. They remembered the Farmer's Daughters, Tina and Ashley, Hollywood and Vine. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well,
you know?
Well, I mean, that's a great way to segue back into it. And, you know, I think I'd be remiss because, I mean, we talked about it back on June 29th, which, ironically, I think was my last day off. And if anybody wants to hear the last time Jeannie and I talked, just go to smartmarkradio.com, click on the PWW Future Podcast page, and you can find it there. But anyway, I, for the new audience, I think I do have to at least put it out that, you know, the highlight of my late 80s weekends on Saturday nights was it began with WWF Superstars and then NWA on TBS, and then there was Headbangers Ball at the end of it, but sandwiched in the middle was that episode of GLOW where me as a horny young 19-year-old was all I was hoping was that Hollywood would have a match and whip somebody's ass. you know.
I didn't win that much. Do you remember those two? You know, well, in the beginning, a heel doesn't win. But the interesting thing is being on tour, you know, the fans are almost the first people that come up. I looked at these two guys, Hollywood, can I get an autograph? And I looked at them. I'm like, you two dudes right there? I go, you guys were booing me. I'm like, no. And they're like, yes, yes, but we love you, Hollywood. you know you're doing your job when people
right.
are booing you.
Right.
Or then it turned it around. They were so tired of me losing that, like, when I would, you know, they just wanted me to win, and when I would win, oh my God, they would all stand up like, oh my God, she won. So, you know.
See, I don't remember. I have a memory like Swiss.
You weren't on tour with me. You weren't on tour with me to see me win. On tour, I got a little better on tour.
No, I don't remember. I really don't remember you losing, and maybe it's because I wanted you to win so bad that I just pictured
sweetie,
you as the winner. But
you weren't watching the match, now were you?
maybe not. I probably just didn't care. As long as you were on TV, I was good.
Yeah,
but
at 19, I don't think you were really watching the match. You were watching the girls. That's what it was.
You know,
you were watching Vine.
I was actually going to bring this up, and in fact, Callie and I were talking about it a little bit off the air, like, because we were talking about, you know, what was my favorite Olympic sport, and I said the women's ice skating. And, you know, you get a lot of credit for paving the way in terms of, you know, the divas and the knockouts, and, you know that, you've heard it a million times, but I like to take it a step further, and, I mean, those Saturday nights, like, on paper, I cared a hell of a lot more about WWE and NWA than I cared about GLOW. I mean, on paper, as a wrestling
fan. Of course.
But I didn't. Like, you're the highlight of my Saturday night, and it made me kind of think in a new direction where not only did you guys pave the way for wrestling, but I think you guys kind of paved the way for women's sports in general. And even today,
I really think so, too. Yeah. Yes.
You know,
I agree.
I care more about the women's ice skating than I do about the men's. I care more about women's volleyball than I do. You know,
yeah.
It's like a lot of sports. I think I can go as far back as those Saturday nights watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it late at night that it came on for you? Because California was 2 days. It was Saturday at noon on KCOP Channel 13 at that time it was called. And then it would repeat again at midnight. So we were on, I didn't see it. I was usually out on Saturday night, so midnight I never saw it. But and you know what the weirdest thing is, you've taped it already and you've done it, but to see yourself on TV is that's a whole different. And, you know, I was trying to tape it on VHS on video,
right?
You know, right, big VHS tape. And God, it was awful. I think I still have some in storage somewhere where it says GLOW Season 1 or GLOW Season 2, and there's a bunch of commercials in between it, and it all looks all, like, grainy. Lines
yep.
running through it.
Yep, you got to adjust the tracking to make it, like, smooth
yes,
out a little.
That's right, tracking. That's right.
Yep.
God.
Yep. Believe it or not, I still have
yesterday.
Yeah? Oh, I know. Yeah, in fact, like, I was even going to ask you, like, is it weird to think of yourself as a pioneer? I mean, because, like,
yes. It's
not like the 80s yes. were the dark ages, you know? Like, there was CGI in the 80s. People don't remember that. Like, so you would think that all the roads would have been paved by that point, but, you know, they really weren't.
They really weren't. It was still, I don't know, it's like caveman days, you know, it wasn't, but I do, as far as pioneer, somebody asked me, you were, and I go, a veteran, and they're like, is it okay if I say that? I'm like, absolutely, you can say that, you could call me a veteran, you can say, you know, because we are older, and I am older, but I mean, I remember it like yesterday, and sometimes I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I really did that. I look back at it, and I get all blush, I get not embarrassed, but just, you know, it's, you know, you just go, man, that was me. That really was me. So, yeah, I don't mind if somebody says, oh, you're a veteran. I always tell the young kids today, I mean, I'm like, have plan B, kids. Always plan B is always good because you don't want to be like the wrestler breaking your back at 40 or 50. You know, have plan B.
Right.
Unless you want to just keep going. Hey, unless you want to just keep going and busting your ass, that's great, too. I still love what I do. I love it. I can't tell you enough. I mean, I have a medical background, too. You'd think I would have said, oh, okay, I'm done, but I had fun at it. And I, you know, when GLOW ended, I wanted to go farther. I wanted to take it farther. And we both talked about this before. Why didn't I go to WWF, WWE? I had a broken leg. I have 7 screws and 2 plates in the right leg. And when they came in, I was right in the middle, about maybe 2 months into the broken leg. My legs all atrophied, skinny. I'm wearing sweatpants to hide it. Didn't want anybody to see it. You know, but that's okay. It's all, you know. Either way, however way it would have went, I'm fine with it.
Right. What did you do after GLOW? Because I know the show ended in 92, and you...
Sure.
Yeah,
I worked with other companies. No, yeah. Well, what I did is I started working for small companies, all these little companies in Los Angeles. You know, there was a Belinda Bell, there was DT Productions, there was Triumph Studios, all these different... There were these different companies that weren't on a live base. They were doing these videos, you know, mail order stuff. And I'm like, this is cake. And I thought, well, crap, these people are making, you know, they're selling all my stuff. I'm going to start my own company. And that's when HollywoodProductions.com was started. That was my company. And then I changed it. And then I had WrestlingBabe.com because I remember Playboy wanted to do something and do a website for me. And they called that one WrestlingBabe.com. So if you're wondering why are there two, is that that was the reason. Playboy had one, and then I had my own. So what I decided to do is get myself a camera guy and get some girls and start my own company. I'm like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. So what I would do is I'd take little scripts, and they wanted me with this character or this person. I'd okay it. I'd make it for them and sell it, and I still do that today. Then the broken leg came, and that's when I got scared. I'm like, I am not doing live. I just was so scared. It scared the crap out of me. I'm like, I'm not going to wrestle somebody I don't know, and I'm not going to do it live because, man, when chicks are live, they're totally different. If you haven't been doing this for a long, long time, when we all get nervous and scared in the beginning, we all do. But some people amp up so, and I can just see it in their eyes, especially when their eyes are all rolling around, and you're like thinking, calm the F down. Okay. I got scared. I'm like, I still want to do this, but I'm afraid. I mean, seriously, I got really scared. So then, after that, some stunt work came in the picture, too. And my good friend, Lightning, Cheryl Russa, who wrestled in GLOW on the third and fourth season, started getting into stunts in Los Angeles. She goes, check it out. Well, of course, I didn't want to check it out right away. I'm like, no way. I want to do this. I'm a Bud Light girl right now. I'm working Jägermeister girl. I'm going to do some, seriously, I was doing this easy stuff, you know. And so she was paving her way doing stunts. And then finally, probably 7 years ago, I started doing that. And I'm like, wow, I like this even better. This is great money. I've got residuals. So I did some film. I did some B stuff. You know, I did something called Loch Ness or Beyond Loch Ness. And I stunt doubled an actress named Lisette Anthony. And she gets blown out of the boat because the Loch Ness monster, you know, hits the boat, she takes a tumble, and then I worked as a guard on Chuck. I worked on some soap operas, Days of Our Lives. JAG was wrestling. Almost anything that had wrestling to do with it, I was always somewhere doing that with stunts. Now, what I'd love to do on stunts right now is work on The Walking Dead. I just got done watching that, actually, watching the last episode. I'm a Walking Dead fan. Oh, my God. Do you like that? Is that something that you like, or are you just, nah?
You know what, Jeannie? I think I am the only human being on the planet that does not get into that show. And I have tried, but it like, when I watch it... It feels like Lost to
so
me.
Stupid.
And I hated Lost. So that's why.
And I like... Yeah, that's why. But you know what? I did the same thing. Everyone's like, you have to watch it. And I'm like, I'm not watching this. And I waited. And then I went to Netflix, I think, and started watching it. And I'm like, I'm hooked. But see, the stunts on that show... You know, I would work as a zombie, as a, you know, a stunt woman on that. I've had it. My girlfriend, who was on just 2 weeks ago, I didn't see her. They cut her scene, but she was getting her legs chopped off, and I loved it. She had to fall to her knees 100 times. someone in Georgia. Yeah, she. Let me tell you, they work for their money. But then, like I said, then the sense came about, and I'm like, I love it. What a great, great. Cheryl works all the time because Cheryl's little. Cheryl's like 4'9". No, wait, 4'11". Excuse me. She's 4'11 and a half, and she doubles children. So that girl's working. So I'm happy for her. You know, and right. We got to know people in that whole business. Who you know? Who you know?
Yep.
And I'm used to Nashville. I'm over here in Nashville, too. So I've got Nashville filming here right now.
Okay.
Except I don't have a part on that yet, so I can't tell you I have any parts. No, nothing there.
Right. That was going to be my next question. Like, what shows were you on? I know you were on, In Living Color.
Married with Children. In Living Color got cut. Yes, I'm on it, and I get my residuals all the time. And I'm playing a high school kid at a prom, and somebody steps on the dress, and the dress falls off. But I have, obviously, underwear underneath it. And you know what? That's gone. That's somewhere on the cutting edge floor somewhere. But I still get my residuals. Yeah,
wow.
That was one. Married with Children, I worked twice on that one. And actually, I was a wrestling coordinator on VH1. I had something at one time called The Real Chance of Love. It was real and chance. And they had some, you know, it was a reality type of show type of thing. And I had to teach their girls. So wrestling quickly, that to me is kind of dangerous, you know, but the girls were pretty darn good. I mean, when you're 19 and 20, like I was kind of pretty much in the early 20s, your body's so much different, you know what I mean? You're like, yes, I can do it. Yes, yeah, I can do it.
Right.
I don't get hurt.
Right.
You know, I did well in GLOW. I did not get hurt in GLOW. Maybe a sprained ankle at one point, but other than that, I pretty resilient back then. Kind of
right.
Dumby.
Except when you and Sally beat the shit out of each other. You told me that story
last night. Yeah, because everybody knows that because we went to the same high school. So there was that animosity, that jealousy, that stupid thing that you are and you do when you're young and naive. You know, God, we hated each other. We just did. We did.
Right.
Awful.
Well, back to the films and TV, I got to throw this out here because it's such an unreliable source, and this is exactly why. IMDb has you as unconfirmed for Sister Act and Basic Instinct. So do you want to confirm yes or no? Were you
sure, I'm in all, I worked them, was a dancer in the background of that big giant scene in Basic Instinct, and I worked 7 days on that. As a dancer, and if you watch them, there's this camera that's doing this 360 of her and Michael Douglas. I think that's him in there. It's going round and round and round, and there's a stage. I'm back there on the right-hand side, and I think I'm blonde. I'm sure of it in that. Yeah, I think I'm blonde. And then Sister Act, it's a huge close-up, and they're just panning. It's when Whoopi walks into the bar. She sneaks out and goes to the bar. She's in this biker bar, and the first thing, it's her POV of looking at all the bikers in the bar, and there's one shot of me right there eating peanuts at the table, and they're looking. And it's so funny because I remember the director or AD going, "Look meaner, look meaner." You know, they wanted me to eat the peanut and look really terribly rude and mean looking. Yeah, so I'm in them, but I have no speaking parts in either of them. They're just kind of featured extra, I guess you would call that. So that's why they unconfirm it.
So suffice it to say, you and Whoopi and Michael Douglas never went shopping or got cappuccinos together.
No, not in this lifetime.
Oh God!
No, we didn't get to do that.
I didn't. I didn't figure. I was being
you
a little bit facetious.
So, huh?
Yeah, I was being a little silly there.
Of course you are. I know you are.
Well, before we run low on time, because we got about 2 minutes before we have to hit your lightning round here, but I want you to talk about the GLOW video because, my God, I hate things that make me cry, but my God, if anybody watches that video and they are not touched, they are just simply not a human being.
I love it. It's GLOW, the story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. It's a documentary that two guys out of Houston put together, Brett and Bradford, who were fans of GLOW. They wanted to know what happened to it, so they put their heads together, and their filmmakers, and said, let's find out. Let's go and find out what happened to these ladies. And it was really cool. It's just, I mean, they found everybody, and everybody interviewed with them, as many people as they could find. And I believe there are some girls who that are not in here probably didn't want to be found. You know, you might say, where's Vine? Hollywood, Jeannie, where is she? I don't know. I don't know, and I'm sure she's doing well somewhere. Maybe she just doesn't want to be interviewed, you know, because people constantly ask you. But this is on Netflix now, so you guys can go to Netflix.com and get GLOW, the story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. It's about an hour 20, and it just goes into the short-lived adventures of the girls who were in it and the years to follow, you know, who stayed with it, who didn't. You know,
right.
So it's pretty cool. It's you know, I'm not going to say any more about it, but it's definitely, it should be on your list of something to watch. And I get emails all the time. People I've never met love it. They're like, yo, I was wondering where you went or blah, 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 blah. So great DVD.
That's where I watched it, was on Netflix. And just if anybody's curious or they're afraid of Netflix, like, it streamed well. There was no interruptions. There was no buffering. It watches very,
oh my God,
like
I use Netflix for everything.
Yeah.
American Horror Story. I just caught up on American Horror Story the second. Oh, Netflix is great, you guys. Yeah.
Yep.
No interruptions at all. Get it.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit the music for your lightning round here, and then we're going to bring on our special guest, lightning round asker person here. So here we go. Here's your music.
The lightning round.
Now, see, I know you. You, Jeannie, you're now pumped up. You're ready to kick these questions in the balls.
Oh, great. How I'm feeling today? This is lovely.
Right. So,
I'm in trouble.
Anyway, I have to... that noise. Oh, my God, that scared the crap out of me. I have to apologize to the audience. We were supposed to have Sue Young on the air, but we could not get her to get her cell phone to get a signal. But luckily, we have a guest asker, lightning round person. You've heard him on here before. He's delivered the geek news several times. He's one of the producers of the show. Bob, welcome back to Smart Asses Radio.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having me back, and happy anniversary. On 1 year for Smart Asses Radio.
Yes. Happy anniversary. It's 1 year, guys. Excellent. Thank you for having me on, by the way, too.
You're welcome, and thank you, Bob, and thank you, Jeannie. So, and Bob, I know you have the questions from the home office in bumfuck Montana in your hand. I will look ahead and ask the first question. It's all yours. And Jeannie, just so you're aware, I am going to buzz you or cheer you for correct or incorrect answers. So, all right, Bob, take it away.
No. And forgive me, everybody. Okay, a little under the weather, but forgive me now, just in case I get buzzed all night.
No worries, this is not going to be too tough. Number one,
right.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
I got
chocolate.
What
does that mean?
I prefer vanilla, so I had to buzz you for the wrong answer. Unless, Bob, what do you like better? Because the last time I was overruled, because it was two against one. What do you like better?
I would prefer chocolate over vanilla, but
either of them is
applicable. It all depends on taste, but I defer to the judges.
Okay, all right. Well, then we'll have. All right. There you go. All right.
Number two, who are your favorite superheroes, male and female?
Of course, Wonder Woman and Superman.
Excellent choices, judges.
Yeah. Well, Wonder Woman, if this were Family Feud, which that's ironically going to be number four, Wonder Woman would be the number one answer. But, of course, you have a special place in your heart for Wonder Woman. But Superman's probably the number two answer. So good job. Good job. We'll have to get a quick cheer on that one.
Yay.
Yeah. Supposed to be a quick cheer with our phony audience there. All right, Bob.
Moving on to number three. If we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Aerosmith songs, Monkey on My Back, and Hole in My Soul, would we then name the new song Soul on My Back or Hole in My Monkey?
I like holding my monkey better.
Absolutely.
It sounds dirty.
That is the correct answer.
Yep, it's supposed to sound dirty. All right, go ahead.
Moving on to number four. We surveyed 100 people, and the top five answers are on the board. Name something that rhymes with dog.
Smog.
Log.
Sorry, fog.
Bob?
Survey says? Number
log
one answer
is,
was log.
Yeah.
Log is the number
yeah.
one
it would
answer.
Be log. See, that was my second. See? You put me on
smog
the spot,
is also
that's
would
what
be,
happened.
Smog, I think, would definitely be on the top five there, Mr. Video.
But you know what's ironic about this whole thing, and believe it or not, this did not dawn on me at the time, but you've actually been on Family Feud, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
10 times. See? I did 10 shows.
With Richard Dawson?
Yeah, no, different, not Richard, no. Somebody else, I can't remember his name. He had blue eyes and was a little younger.
It was the guy that passed away, actually. I forget his
name. I think
it
is him. Yeah. Gentleman. Yep. That was him.
Yeah.
Nice okay, man. Moving on to number five, Betty or Veronica?
Betty is bad.
Betty, so that means you choose Veronica because she was the evil one, right?
I just like Betty.
Oh,
Betty was
God.
The brunette, right? And Veronica
no.
was the blonde?
No.
Veronica
the way around.
Was the brunette.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Judge,
well, I said Betty.
Judges, correct me if I'm wrong, but Veronica was the brunette. That was the one that was the troublemaker, the bad one. Betty was the blonde, the nice one, the girl next door.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you really
well,
so you choose Veronica then, right?
Yeah, Veronica. That's who I meant. Veronica.
Yeah.
That's who I meant. Of course.
Thank you, audience. Moving on to number six. Did they melt in your mouth and not in your hands?
Of course. Yes.
Of course we're talking about M&M's.
Of course M&M's. We're talking about those green M&M's.
Oh, my God.
It's not Thursday.
I know.
Number seven. Okay, here we go. When Al Bundy gets squashed by Big Bad Mama on your episode of Married with Children, does he shout, "I can't move my legs, someone shoot me,"
yes.
Or did he say, "I can taste my spleen"?
The first one, of course.
Yes.
Yay.
"I can't move my legs, someone shoot me."
That was hilarious. Hilarious one.
I couldn't remember because I always get those two episodes mixed up in my brain. The other one, he was on the game show. Where
oh, I know. It's the first one for sure. I can move my legs.
We actually researched this a few months ago trying to remember which one was which. We had to because we remembered the spleen
you
one and it just
good.
Seemed like it was
you
fit.
You guys
but,
did good.
Yep.
Moving on to number eight. If you were Wonder Woman, whose butt would you kick first? Cheetah or Silver Swan?
The second one, Silver Swan.
Silver
Swan.
Don't
ask me why, because I don't know. Yeah.
All right, I gotta. Silver
okay,
Swan.
I meant the first one.
Okay, there we go. There. All right, I'll cheer you.
It was the first one. I was wrong. There you go. Cheetah.
There you go. Silver Swan was much more attractive than Cheetah, so you gotta, let the pretty one last a little bit longer. All right, go ahead.
Exactly.
Here we go with number nine, Macho Man Randy Savage or Mr. Mm-hmm. Perfect?
I don't like Mr. Perfect, so we'll go for the Macho Man.
I don't think there is a correct or incorrect answer with that one. So
is it
yeah.
both of them? Is it both?
Yeah. You're right either way you go with that one, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't watch I never watched any of that stuff, guys. I was just on it.
You gave a correct answer. You're good. Quit defending
okay.
yourself. You're good.
Okay.
Moving on to number 10, worst name for someone who hates hockey. Would it be A, Juan Timer, B, Sam Boney, or C, Slappy Shot?
What was the first one again, please?
Juan Timer.
I think the second one would be awful.
Zamboni.
Yes. Who wants to be called that?
I think any of them are actually acceptable answers, but yeah, Zamboni would be pretty bad.
And you know what a hat trick is, by the way? Here's my aunt for you guys. What's a hat trick? Quick. What's a hat trick?
Three goals in a row.
There you go. I just want to make sure.
All right.
Number 11, sexiest woman alive.
There's tons. Everybody loves Megan Fox. Or are you going to give me A, B, or C?
No.
I think there's really no wrong answer on this one either, as long as you pick somebody who's actually alive.
Oh, she's alive and young.
You got to go with Megan.
I don't get National Magazine, so I couldn't tell you any of the new ones. She would be in your top five, I'm sure.
I think it's good that Megan Fox gets some votes because, again, the Family Feud thing, the number one answer by far is Angelina Jolie, but Megan Fox deserves to be in that conversation.
Angelina always gets it, and she's beautiful. I know disrespect on her, but give it to we see her all the time.
Yeah.
All those children with all those kids. Give it to Megan. Doesn't she have one now?
Yep, I believe so. Yeah, her and what's his name from 90210.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last out of the lightning round today, number 12, should manscaping be penalized by death?
No. Gosh, absolutely no.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I don't want hair anywhere. I don't want hair.
Hair is bad, but there's just something about a guy that spends hours in the mirror with clippers and naked.
But they don't do that. I like the scruffy. I'm just saying from your belly button down, keep it manicured. That's what I'm thinking about.
All right. Well, at least your heart's in the right place. I don't know. Being a guy, just cannot picture myself standing in the mirror going, yeah, let's trim this and let's clean this.
I know. It's not really the manly thing to do. I get it.
Or either it is extremely manly and I'm just, I don't know. I don't get it anymore. I don't know. What do we know? We're out. We're old. We're old. What do we know? What these crazy college kids today.
Who knows what the
kids are doing? Well, anyway.
Those were great questions, Bob and guys. Those were good.
Yay. Well, I'm glad you liked it. I would say your overall score was probably about an A-. Wouldn't you agree, Bob? Like, give her an A-.
I definitely agree. Yep.
Yeah.
That was nice of you. Thank you for the A-. Perfect.
Yeah. Not a problem.
I guess
so.
I'll come back on next year. No. if you'll have me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. My God, yeah, you're welcome to come on here anytime. You know that. How long did it take me to even get you on here? Like, I asked you a long time ago.
You're
like, I'm busy. Fuck you, leave me alone. Yeah. You weren't that
busy. I'm here. That's why I'm here today. So I had fun.
I know. And this is twice we had. By the way, real quick, does your brother still own that bar up in Akron, the Lime Spider? Is that still kicking ass?
That's my cousin. Yeah.
Cousin.
The Grilled Cheese Place. Yeah, the Grilled Cheese Place.
Yeah, I love that.
In Akron, on Main Street. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my cousin Danny. Danny owns it still.
That's right. Yeah, your cousin. That's right. Yeah, and I told you last time I had my very first deep-fried pickle there. It's a great bar.
Oh, my God. Last night I had fried pickles. Oh, my God.
They're good.
The Gerst House. They are so damn good. I had that and Gerst beer. Oh, and it was really good. Pickles, nice. And then I went for, of course, and let me tell you this, it's a German place, and I decided to go for ahi tuna salad. It has nothing to do with German food at all.
No, it doesn't, but I bet, God,
so,
make your mouth water.
Didn't want the goulash, didn't want the bratwurst, I went for the ahi tuna. Anyway.
Right.
Trying to stay healthy.
That reminds me of all those shows, those episodes of Bar Rescue I watch on Spike TV. It's like,
I watched some of that last night. It was disgusting, this place in Tennessee. Oh, my God. You see the worms down in the basement? Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he always berates people for their menu. He's like, why would you be a German place and have an ahi Greek salad on you? Like, that's just
for idiots like me, probably, for the girls that are like, I'll have this beer and this pretzel and this and these appetizers, these fried pickles, but I need an ahi tuna salad for my main core.
Right.
That's what it's for.
Yep. So, all right, anyway, let's get you out of here. I know you got other stuff to do besides talk to us boneheads. So, but hit your plugs. I mean, where can people find
I will.
You know?
Yes, people, please find me, facebook.com, Hollywood Productions. Promise me you will spell Hollywood, W-O-U-L-D. And there's twitter.com slash glow Hollywood, wrestlingbabe.com, and hollywoodproductions.com. That's where you can find me. I answer all my emails all the time. I don't make you sit there and wait. Just ask these guys.
Very
I will
true.
Get you back
very
ASAP.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. And then you got something, a cruise coming up on March 2nd, correct?
Oh, my God, yeah. Kid Rock. We're going on the Kid Rock cruise. Yep, March 2nd through the March 3rd through the 7th. Down out of Miami, Key West in the Bahamas. Fun, fun, fun. My boyfriend plays in a band, and he's playing it, and I get to go with. So I'm excited about the cruise coming up.
Nice. And real quick, talk about Southern Wrestling Bells, too, which you get going.
Yep, I started another company called Southern Wrestling Bells, BELLES.com, and just some new girls out here in Tennessee, and even if my friends from California come out, let me know so that we can get you wrestling with the Southern Wrestling Bells.
Cool.
You can find them
all
on
right.
Facebook, too.
All right, there you have it. So, and I think you favorited our tweet. So,
of course.
You actually, just FYI, like I'm not complaining. Yeah. I think maybe you don't know. You want to retweet because that's what sends it out. A lot of people think the favorite button is kind of like the like button on Facebook. Like nobody else sees that but you. But if you hit the retweet button, then
so
it sends it out to everybody.
I thought I did because I see the green. It says I retweeted, but maybe I didn't. Did
or
I?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe I got a shitty computer.
No, I favored one of them, and then I thought I retweeted another one. So I could be wrong, so
yeah,
I'm going to retweet again. How's that?
There you go. And I've got a shitty computer that you might have done something, and it takes 20 minutes to figure it out. But anyway.
Well, I think I did. I might have done both. So I remember, I think I did both, so.
Yay!
Thank you guys so much. I'm so grateful for you having me on and asking me to come back, and happy 1 year to you guys.
Thank you again.
And I will see you again soon.
And don't be a stranger, because I said this to every guest that I like. If you want to come back on because you got something you want to plug and you want, Johnny, can I have 5 minutes airtime? Absolutely, anytime you
know. I would love that. And you know what? Next week, don't you have Matilda Hunn coming up? D. Boer?
We do.
So there you go. She's awesome. You'll love her.
You got to call
I'll
up.
I'll give her a call.
Do a prank phone call.
We should do that. You know what? Do me a favor. I will. I'll call in and ask a question or something. And so I just want you to remind me, though. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That'll
I'll put on
fun.
Like an accent or something.
There we go. That'd be fun. That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do that. So remind me, please, through Facebook, and I'll come on and do that. That'd be fun.
All right, cool. She's probably listening. She's probably going to be like, listening, you dumbasses, you know.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm not home on that weekend. I forgot. I'm going to be out of town, so I won't be able to do it.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah.
I'll send you the calendar.
Sorry. Anyway. I'll be out of town.
All right.
It would have worked, darn it.
Right. Oh, well. All right, Jeannie, thank you so much for being on. And, Bob, thank you for being on. If you want to stick around through the break, that's fine. But we do need to take our last commercial break here. Let me see which one I'm supposed to play. Number 3, here we go. All right. And, again, that was Jeannie Hollywood Bisson. And then Bob filling in on Geek Hollywood. What am I thinking? Lightning Round. Thank you. We'll be back in a minute, folks.
Hello?
Hello, sci-fi fans, it's me, George Norris here. And when I'm not manning the mic at Ghost to Ghost, well, I'm listening to Beyond the Truth on Smart Mark Radio. Because they don't talk about Ouija boards, so I don't get spooked.
George, shut up.
Nope. Sorry, Mr. Bell. Say, did you buy gold or solar-powered Sea Crane radios?
Shut up.
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Hey, I'm Fred Meat, defensive back for the Boondock Saxons. Hey, kid, get away from my Betamax collection. That's it. 3 weeks in the closet for you. I am doing a new thing now. In partnership with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization of Greater Boondock, I am spending time with fatherless tots being a big bother to them, so they know what it is like to have a male authority figure around when they are causing mischief. Hey, there's Tom Crash, our quarterback. He's a big bother, too.
Hey, Freddy. Boy, it sure is fulfilling being a big bother to fatherless youth. I had Jimmy here wax his car and told him he could drive it this weekend if he scored high on his math test. When he got an A-, I grounded him for a week and took it out myself cruising uptown.
If you want to be like Tom and I,
hey, Jimmy,
and help serve your community,
just run down to the corner and get your old Uncle Tommy a pack of smokes.
By
huh?
being a big bother for unruly tots in your neighborhood who are in need of a male authority figure to teach them a thing or two.
Whatever they want. No, you can't get yourself anything.
Visit www.
You think money grows on trees, you little
bigbothers.org or dial 1-800-BOTHERS.
Scram.
That's 1-800-BOTHERS.
Punk.
Remember, if you don't have a father, have a bother.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the smartasses hot chick of the month, and official smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
What kind of geek are you?
I'm a geek in the band.
Why, I'm an anime geek.
I'm a furry.
I am a chat room geek.
I am a Marvel Comics geek.
I am a DC Comics geek.
You know that, chum?
Back at ya.
I am an RPG role-playing game geek.
Well, I'm a computer geek. Wiz. Geek. The computer geek.
I am a crossword puzzle geek.
I'm a Harry Potter geek.
I am a Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm a video gamer geek, bro.
Well, I don't know, but I think I'm a science fiction geek.
Oh, my. I'm a Star Trek geek.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a Trek geek.
You have no honor if you're not a Star Trek geek.
Well, they asked me to be a Star Trek geek, and I made it so.
Hey, I'm a World of Warcraft geek. Fuck the moon.
Whatever kind of geek you are, Smartasses has you taken care of. Log on to smartasses.net and click the Got Geek button. All sorts of t-shirts, mugs, and other gifts for geeks. And by the way, Smartass's Gifts for Geeks is also the home of the 24x36-inch Ultimate Word Search poster. And if you can't defeat it, I'ma laugh and call you a bitch.
Looking for more Smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com at /smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Now, my fellow Americans, when I'm not off shooting zombies with my infamous predator drones, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and I are listening to Smartasses Radio. So, God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Smartasses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863.
or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smart S's Radio.
Welcome back, folks. Well, unfortunately, this would have been the time where we would have sat and talked to Sue Young, but as I said, when Bob filled in, and thanks to Bob for being the veritable relief pitcher that he is and filling in on the spur of the moment to do the lightning round. I keep wanting to say geek news, but to do the lightning round with Jeannie Hollywood Bassone, because it's the anniversary show. Yes, I could have given the lightning round myself, but it's just, isn't it just much more fun when you have a celebrity guest lightning round asker? I think so. So thanks to him for filling in for Sue Young. We could not get connected, so be that as it may. We would be talking to her right now, and I would be asking her if she's getting geeked up for WrestleMania. I would be asking her, hey, what's the deal with CM Punk leaving, huh? And I would be saying, boy, wasn't that Billy Gunn, Betty White laxative bit the stupidest thing you've ever heard? So, and also, too, what about the Bella Twins messing up Poetry in Motion? Did anybody hear about this? You know, Poetry in Motion is, of course, the Hardy Boys move. And then Brie Bella mistimed her jump and fell face first into her opponent. That was kind of weird on last week's Raw as well. So those are the things we would have talked about had Sue Young been here. But, again, not her fault, not anybody's fault. So I have to be rather boring at this point. Anyway, since she's not here, I am going to go ahead and do the wrap-up with you. I want to remind you, if you haven't been to Smartasses Magazine online yet at smartasses.net, we strongly encourage you to do so. Not only are the radio show archives there, we're putting up new articles all the time. And best of all, even though we eventually have to pull down some of the comedy bits we run on this show in lieu of new ones, you can always go to smartasses.net and hear what really amounts to a full comedy album, all for free, folks. And speaking of that, since this was the one-year anniversary, I took it upon myself to redo basically every commercial, redid the intro. A lot of you people, of course, noticed that, that listen to this show every week. And in fact, we had a new comedy bit up there, the Liam Neeson One stop taking Sunday paper. That was brand new for you folks. And a lot of the stuff you've been hearing, the Superman bits, all the Skeletor bits, all that stuff was taken down. But again, if you go to smartasses.net, click on the comedy album link, you can hear all that stuff all day long for free. So it's going to be just like the old days when you put on a George Carlin record or Cheech and Chong or Bob and Doug McKenzie. We got all that stuff for you up there on smartasses.net. So, and of course, next week right here on Smartasses Radio, as Jeannie mentioned, we have yet another Glow wrestler when Matilda the Hun joins us. Plus, again, it is the return of one of our favorite guests of all time, the leggy, I don't want to say supermodel because that term actually has meaning, but she is a super person. She is a leggy model, so we'll say leggy super model, and that is, of course, the one, the only Lisa Song Sutton. She comes back on next week to talk about what's going on in her world. So with that said, that's going to wrap it up for yet another episode of Smartasses Radio. Again, I am your host, Johnny Hollywood Video, reminding you, if you can't get it anywhere else, get it on video. Bye-bye.